Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Wednesday, May 15th. As we're moving through the month, we have no sunshine.
I know. Danny. What the hell?
In fact, we're going to have some rain probably tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever. Welcome to the show, everybody. We have a special guest in the studio. He'll be joining us in just a moment. And he was part of a cool movie. I saw the trailer, and I sent you the email, so you'll be able to watch it, too.
I just saw that you sent that.
Yeah.
Look at you on top of it.
You see? I remembered. But you said when it's movies, you got to send it to me, so I sent her the email.
Yeah, I don't care about anything else, really.
Yeah.
If it's like book, don't send it to me. I really personally don't care.
Yeah, books you don't want.
No. No, movies send.
I was just thinking yesterday, I told to a friend, I said, I consider myself so fortunate to have been born in a period where we still have physical books, because in a few years there won't be any, and I'll miss it a lot.
You
grow up with it, you miss it. Then a book on a Kindle is not a book, okay?
I can't read on an electronic thing.
It's hard, you know.
And like, how do you keep track?
Yeah.
It's like not my thing.
Not your thing. Okay, well, that's why there's movies for people like you.
But have you seen the remake of Fahrenheit 451?
No.
That's basically what the movie was about. Like, it's illegal to own books.
Right, right.
And people, like, died.
Right.
It was weird. It was weird. It was nothing like the actual...
Yeah, no, they say when you burn the books, you're burning the whole civilization, you know? But... So we're on Facebook today. Since we have a guest, we always get on there. If you want to see us, you can go to Facebook and look up LA Talk Radio. We're right there, and we'd be happy to have you. In other news, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm tired today.
Yeah, you worked yesterday?
No, I had the podcast last night.
Oh yeah, that's right.
But so I went out last night to start off my birthday celebration.
Yes.
I went
birthday week, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So where did you go?
I went to Goals, the sports cafe.
Goals?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought Goals Gym or something.
No, Goals. Like, I've got goals this year.
J-O-A-L. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
And it was
goals.
Packed.
Really?
Yeah. But they hooked me up. All my girls got free drinks, free tacos, and Leonardo DiCaprio was there again.
Again.
Yes, and I said something to him again because I had a conversation with him last night.
Right.
So I went up to him.
Did he remember you?
Nope, not at all.
I know. I bet. You know. I mean, look, he sees so many.
Because I went right up to him. I go, "Hey, it's nice seeing you again." He looked at me sideways. I go, "You don't remember meeting me at all, do you?" He's like, "Nope." I was like, "Well, this is great."
I know. It happens to me a lot here too. You know, because it just you meet so many people, you don't remember them.
Yeah. And that was like over a month ago that I saw him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine how many women he's been with since then.
I think he has a girlfriend.
Does he?
Yeah.
Okay, well, he's been with one woman then.
Yeah. And he's not like, he's like pretty like just laid back. Like he's in the corner like drinking.
Really?
Minding his own business.
Does he go there with his friends?
Yeah, like he was
with
the crew.
Not with a woman, right?
No. He's like with the crew guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the, there's another actor that's there that I've had like conversation, because he's there every time I go. So I always talk to him when I'm there. And he like came up to me last night like he didn't, no, like he was acting like he didn't know who I was. And I go, "Why are you acting like you don't know who I am?"
Uh-huh.
He goes, "Oh, because you're dressed up tonight." I was like, what a fucking dick.
Yeah. The things that guys say. You
and
know?
He's like, "Last time you were like in a t-shirt." Uh-huh. I was like, "So? My face is exactly the same."
Yeah.
Oh, man, guys.
I'm telling you, man. You're hanging out at the wrong places. These guys are garbage.
I mean, I'm not going to places to find guys.
I know.
I'm a friendly person. I like to have conversations.
Right, right.
That doesn't mean I'm going to suck your dick at the end of the night.
No, you usually don't.
The guest is probably like, what the hell is going on right now?
Yeah, well, the guest yesterday kind of freaked out with all my F-bombs, but, you know.
I said,
that's the way we talk. Yeah.
I don't think she was freaked out.
No, she wasn't offended, but she told me afterwards, she says, "God, you cuss a lot." I'm like, yeah, sometimes.
Oh, really?
When it's funny.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't even think you cuss a lot. It's probably because I cuss a lot and it's just like language. It's like normal language.
Exactly. Yeah, we talk like that.
Yeah, because I didn't notice you drop a lot of F-bombs yesterday.
No, I did a few times, but it was... It's just to make it funny, you know? I mean, talking, you know?
We're just not proper people, guys.
Yeah. I mean, cussing is pretty cool. I mean, you're not cussing out anybody.
You just, can you hear me chewing in the mic?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, you might as well finish it.
I'm fucking starving.
Yeah.
Oh, I just dropped an F-bomb.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It's part of the show, you know. We don't really pay attention to these things. And thank goodness we don't have to live by the FCC or anything, you know.
But needless to say, I don't think I have a shot in hell with Leo.
No, huh?
No, I feel like I've seen you like 3 times now, even though he doesn't remember that I saw him 3 times.
Yeah.
But like, give me your number. What's up? Excuse Can I take me. You on a date?
He's got a girlfriend. What are you talking
about? I don't
about?
Care. As you long as he care? Doesn't have a ring, you ain't married yet. Yeah, I'm going to swoop in and kick her right
Come
off
on.
Her.
Would you want a woman to do that to you?
If a woman could do that for me, that's not the man I was meant to be with.
Uh-huh. So what are you going to do?
I'm not going to do shit.
So you think he's the kind of man who would do that?
No, I think he's loyal. I can tell he's loyal. Okay, he doesn't so talk to mine. No girls when he's out.
Okay, so it's not you. Okay, stop taking it personally.
Well, I'm also like a probably like 9 inches shorter than his typical type.
Uh-huh.
He dates like 5'11 models. I'm 5'1". I got to grow a few inches probably.
Oh, Leo, Leo, Leo.
He's so hot.
Yeah.
He's older too. I think he's like 50, right?
Yeah. Something like that. Mm-hmm. Older where you're looking from.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, a few of them turned 50 this year. I can't remember who it was, but they said a few people, and you look at them, they don't look 50.
No,
you know?
At all.
Yeah.
At all.
Well, he's always looked like a little kid, you know? It was kind of hard for me to take him seriously in those mafia movies, The Departed, whatever, because he looked like a kid.
No, he didn't.
He does. He looks like a kid.
He looked a cop's age.
He looks the way he looked.
That movie pissed me the fuck off, honestly. Really? Yeah. Like, why did he have to die? Like, really? He almost made it.
Well, I don't even remember the movie. I was so bored with it.
What?
Yeah, I was bored. I think maybe because I fell asleep during it, you know? When you fall asleep during a movie, it turns out to be shit because you don't remember anything.
Yeah. Who falls asleep during The Departed, though?
I did.
Do you remember the ending scene?
No, I don't remember anything about it.
With Mark Wahlberg? Really. He just rolls up on Ben Affleck?
No, I don't remember
with the little shoes on? And he's like, wait, man, let's talk about it. Just kills his ass. You don't remember that?
No.
That was so badass. I was like, bye, really? You're
I
dead.
I probably slept through that part.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Oh, well, what are you going to do?
Well, you're just like not a... He's not really into movies, just so you know.
Who, me?
Yeah.
I'm into movies.
You're into movies, but he's not like... It'll take 3 weeks for him to finish.
Yeah, and I don't watch... Just any movie, you know?
Mm.
Yeah. Well, I did last night. I was watching the Internship. Have you seen that
one? Yeah, with Robert De Niro and Anne Hathaway.
No, no. Not The Intern. The Internship. It's with, come on, Wilson.
Are they at Google?
Wilson.
They're at Google?
Yeah, yeah. They work
Vince
at
Vaughn.
Google. Yeah, Vince Vaughn and Owen
cute.
Wilson.
It's a cute movie.
Yeah, but I dropped it in the middle. It's boring.
I mean,
now.
It's not like it's not a movie I'd ever watch twice, no. But I don't regret watching it the first time.
Yeah,
you know what
I'm
mean?
Getting bored with it. It's starting to suck. So
they've done a lot of movies together.
Yeah, they really have. They, right, The Wedding Crashers.
That's, I've seen that movie probably 500 times, and I love it. The same every single time.
Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh. So many classic lines in that movie. It's literally one of the most classic movies I've ever seen.
Really?
Yeah, it's so good.
Wow.
There's a scene in that movie where he's describing relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's me.
Really?
He's literally, that's me.
Oh, well. Well, let's bring in our guest right now.
Before he gets bored to death.
Yeah, he's sitting here patiently, though, and we'll make him enjoy himself. We're joined by Scott Michael Wagstaff. Welcome to the show, sir.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thank
what
you
is your last name?
Wagstaff.
Wagstaff. Interesting.
Yes.
There's a
rhymes with Flagstaff, Arizona.
Correct.
Yeah. That was definitely not what I was thinking, but thank you for that. I was thinking there's a website called Wag.
Uh-huh.
That's where you walk dogs, and his last name's Wagstaff, like the staff of Wag.
You're right.
That was
could be too.
Yeah.
Could be too.
I don't know why I thought of that, but I did. I thought of puppies when you said your last name.
Brilliant. Brilliant. I've got a cute last name.
Yeah.
It's good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It works.
So I take it you're from the UK, right?
Yes, correct.
And so is Wagstaff a common name there? Or?
Not
really,
all,
right?
No, not at all.
Right.
Not at all.
What's the background? Do you know for your family?
You know what? I don't really know.
No, huh?
Are you English? Is that a British? That's a British accent, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's right, yeah.
The UK is the United Kingdom. That's how they like to call it. We call it England or Britain here.
Right.
Right. But
do you guys get offended when we call it England?
No.
No, right?
No, not at all.
Okay, good. I was like, ooh, shit, my bad.
But you guys always go to the UK, right? That's what you That's how
UK, Britain, England.
Right.
It's all good.
Right, it's all good.
I mean,
right?
I'm easy with
You'll
all that.
Go with it, right?
Yeah, I'm cool with it. Yeah.
Britain has a king, right? Not a president.
Queen. But they have a prime minister too. Yeah,
I mean, she's married to someone who's a king, right?
You know, he's a prince actually, because right. What's his name?
Really?
Queen Elizabeth. Elizabeth's husband.
It's Queen Elizabeth, and then there's William, and then yeah, there's the
and they're
monarchy.
All princes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, so the woman rules shit over there.
Yeah, the woman rules it this
That's
time.
That's cool.
Yeah, and go. She's been there forever, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for probably 60, 70 years.
So when she like gets the boot, and I mean like.
Yeah, well, she kicks the bucket.
Yeah. Who starts ruling? Her king, or does
Isn't
she have
Prince William?
Yeah.
Prince William is the next one in line.
But what if she has a daughter?
Well, they already have him. Kids have already been
Yeah, married. But is there a daughter?
She's fairly old right now.
The daughter?
No, the queen.
Oh, yeah, well, I can queen. Imagine, because he just said she's been ruling for like, right. It sounded like she's been alive for 500 years.
But look, it would have been Prince Charles, okay? But somehow he's going to be passed over, right?
Yeah, do you know what? I've not kept tabs on the monarchy.
So you don't know what the
hell That's like me with the presidency.
I know. Like, really?
Who cares?
We're like asking him. Like, he should know everything about it.
Like, give us all the details.
Like, who is next?
Well, I would think he would know a little more than I do. No, but it's
when someone asked me about Trump, I'm like, I don't know.
No, but it's definitely Prince William. I've read about it. So it's not Harry, because William is the first one.
Oh, shit. Are we talking about Meghan Markle's husband?
Yeah, right. Mm. But Prince William is. Kate's husband.
Yeah, but he just got caught cheating. He shouldn't be ruling any type of...
He'll be king.
That's bullshit.
Yeah. He'll be king.
Okay, back to
you. So, Scott is an actor, right?
Yeah.
Do you also produce, direct movies, things
yes.
like that too?
Correct, yeah.
So you live film?
Yeah, pretty
okay.
much.
When, did that start early on in your life?
Yeah, well, no, Pendulum was actually the entry into that. So the
Pendulum
film,
is your recent film.
The film you're here to promote. Side. Yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pendulum, and we're going to talk about the movie. It's a science fiction thing, but it's on Earth. It's not like spaceships and stuff, you know? So it's more drama, right, about the people.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it's not so much about aliens and spaceships and shit like that. You
no,
know,
definitely
so.
No Star Trek, Star Wars
right,
vibe in
right.
this one. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no budget for that, right?
Yeah.
For all the CGI.
I don't really like those type of movies anyway, so.
Right.
Not my fave.
But go on. So with Pendulum, it started with that for you?
So in terms of filmmaking, yeah. I mean... classic with the actor stuff, done it since I was a kid, but but in terms of like turning into what we call like the acting hyphenates now, where we kind of be able
right.
to write, direct, produce all mm-hmm. those things, Pendulum was the first entry point into that back in 2013, where I met Lauren and we decided to kind of like, well, let's make our first film a big one, why not, which
really?
Is kind of nuts
right.
naive waves.
So Lauren
into it,
is
know?
Your partner, right? Lauren
yeah.
Cooney.
Uh-huh.
And how did you meet her?
So we met each other on an acting course back in London in 2013. Uh-huh. And then, yeah, it was thereafter that we...
You decided to put a film together.
Yeah.
Who wrote the story?
So Lauren is the writer of the story. It was a bit of a nuts way of us working, really. Lauren was really inspired by Gareth Edwards' Monsters. Do you know that movie?
No.
So Gareth Edwards, I mean, now he's done all the Star Wars films and Godzilla and stuff like that. But he did that. That was one of his first films. He was like a VFX dude. And decided to make a feature based on like a beat sheet. So just having actors improvise
right.
the scenes around beats. Mm. So there wasn't a fully written script. So basically Lauren started to develop something like that for Pendulum, and that's how we went going about it. Although we did for sure start to write scenes sometimes nights before, and we're like, oh, we need to know what we're doing
right,
now.
Right, right, right.
You know what I mean? And we did bits and bobs like that, but it was yeah. nuts going on location.
So
in
you guys started this in 2013, so it took about 6 years?
Yeah, this one took a little while. I mean, the biggest story of it is that we started out as a feature and then made it a short. But it took us quite a while to come to that decision
right.
together. Correctly.
Really?
Yeah.
So why did that happen? Why didn't you leave it as a feature?
It was, I think it was, it was the first time we were making a film together.
Right.
And, you know, once we got it, we were in the edit for about a year trying to get this feature to kind of be fully filled. And you know, Lauren went to all kinds of script consultants and people like that would just give us advice about what they think.
Right.
And it just became like, okay, well, maybe this is going to be more of a stronger short than it is of an epic feature.
Right.
So it came to that decision through professional help and consultants and going, let's, and it's done really well as a short.
Yeah.
So it's been kind of a blessing in disguise, really, because who knows where the feature went. Not that it was ever bad, but there were certainly holes in it. Like any first time feature film you get, you're going to be like, oh, there's stuff there that isn't quite hitting. So we're going to kind of like, and then make it work in that format. But we've had a really good run with a short so far. So
really?
Yeah.
But like in the festivals?
Festivals, also, we've got over 240,000 views on their platform that we work with called Dust, production company called Gunpowder and Sky, and that's a sci-fi platform. So across the board, we've got tons of views. But yes, festivals, we went to Oscar qualifying and BAFTA qualifying ones like Encounters, Berlin Shorts. We had a really, really lovely run with it.
That's good.
Yeah. Are you going to run for the Oscars next year with the film?
Well, no, we didn't. We didn't do that. We didn't come to that opportunity. We went to those Oscar qualifying festivals.
Right.
But we didn't. We didn't go to run for the Oscar campaign.
Okay, so you can't do it this year if you wanted to.
No.
Why is that?
If you
try it once, that's it.
I guess
that's how it works with festivals. Yeah.
Once you've finished with the festival run, which essentially we have, then that's it. It's all put to bed. If you win an Oscar qualifying or BAFTA qualifying festival, that's when you can go in the running for the campaign.
I see. Okay. Well, I saw the trailer and it's pretty impressive. You know, I got to tell you, it definitely looks like a full feature when you see all the stuff going on there and stuff, you know. But so tell us a little bit about the story. Well, you know what? Let's get to that later because I want to find out a little bit about you.
Sure.
And so you grew up in London?
Pretty much most of my life, yeah. Originally, where I was born was Wolverhampton. Uh-huh. Don't go there. It's not the best. It's all right. Home of the Peaky Blinders, apparently. That's a.
What the hell does that mean?
You did not watch that show with Cillian Murphy?
Is that an American show or a British show?
Well, sounds like a British show.
Yeah, I'm like, that's why we haven't watched it, but
it's got traction over here too, though.
Really?
Yeah.
What on Netflix?
Yeah. Take a look.
Yeah, everything's on Netflix. Russian shows, British shows.
You'll probably like it because it's got Tom Hardy in it.
Oh my God, I'm obsessed. How did you know I liked him?
Well, you were talking about Leonardo DiCaprio. Kind of just working you out, Danny.
Those are my two celebrity crushes that I would like. I'll just have a one-night stand with you. I don't even care if you call me back. Let's just do this. I know Tom Hardy's married and has two kids. I'd still like, I'll sign the NDA.
She'll just give herself to him.
That's so funny. You read me.
Love it.
Yeah. So go on.
Yes. Where were we talking about? Because now I'm thinking about Tom Hardy and your crush. So now I've lost.
Have you ever met him?
Where we are.
Don't say
you've never met
him.
Okay,
thank
Hardy.
God. I'd be so jealous.
No,
die inside a little.
Yeah.
He fell off. Like, where's he at? He did Venom and disappeared.
I don't know. I don't know what he's up to next.
Mm-mm.
Looking him up.
Venom 2.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well. So you grew up in not a great area? Was it bad when you were growing up too? Or?
I mean the area was, yes. Like the parts of the areas were bad and rough. But like I luckily had a nice upbringing around that and stuff. So
very cool.
It was, you know, it is what it is. But
Do you have siblings? Do you have brothers or sisters?
Yeah, I got a half brother. Yes, who's much older than I am. He's great. Uh-huh. I also have two sisters.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. One of them's over here, in fact. She lives here.
Do you live here?
Yeah, I live here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know if you were just like flying in.
Some people only come through the town, you know, for their movies and stuff.
Oh, really? Is that right?
How long have you been here?
I have only been here since the start of the year.
Welcome.
Yeah,
welcome.
Thank you.
Very cool.
What part do you live in?
I live in Hollywood.
Okay, I'm in West Hollywood. You love it or hate it?
I love it. I've always loved Los Angeles. Yeah, I like the state of California.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like the parking in Hollywood is way worse than West Hollywood.
Oh, it's horrible. Yeah, no, that's killer.
Yeah.
I've driven 45 minutes around many blocks around.
Do you know how to drive our cars?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just wondering.
Just the other, we're steering wheel on the other side, the other side of the street.
Yeah,
but
I feel like
okay.
That would confuse me.
Yeah, right.
Like if I went to London, I feel like
it's
probably crash.
Confusing. I lived in South Africa and it's the same way. And not only that, but I had a stick shift also.
Yeah.
And it's on the opposite side.
Yeah.
So imagine. It's crazy.
Do they have Uber out there?
Hmm?
Do they have Uber out there?
Yeah.
Okay, that's probably what I would do if I ever visited. I probably wouldn't rent a car.
Right. Did you hear about Uber being like more germ-filled, okay, more bacteria and germs than toilet, okay? Like by 30,000 times dirtier than public toilet.
There's sometimes you get picked up from a guy and like you're like looking at his rating. He'll have like a 5-star, but he'll say, blah, blah, blah has given 1,129 rides. That's,
right.
Let's say, 3 people per ride. That's over 3. That's over something. That's a large number.
I'm not counting. I don't know what you said, but at any rate.
There's a lot of people.
Yeah.
And how often are they detailing the inside of their car?
They don't clean their cars either, you know? And so that's pretty disgusting.
Yep.
Also, they're saying like 6 out of 10 phones have
bacteria,
like feces bacteria.
Oh, yeah. Well, because honestly, I hate to say this, I'll be on the toilet.
I'm sure you would. And then if someone took your phone, take a picture. Come on, but at least I'm sure you wash your hands.
Honestly, sometimes I'll grab my phone before I wash my hands.
Right. That's what I mean.
And I'm not really thinking of it because I'm like, it's my phone.
Right. That's gross.
Yeah, that's really nasty when you say it out loud.
Yeah.
That sounds so classless.
Well, but, you know, what can you do? So, you growing up, did you go to college at all? Or?
So, yes, I went to musical theater college by the time I was 16.
Really?
So I did the whole jazz hands stuff for a while from that point.
Cool. So you like music and...
like musicals?
I mean, yeah, that's what I did back then, yeah.
You're giving me like Jason Statham vibes.
Right, yes. Mm-hmm. Everyone
do you get that
yes.
sometimes?
The shaved head with a bit of stubble.
Yeah.
British accent.
Yeah. Is he British?
Yeah, he is British. Okay,
I didn't know
that. Cool.
Yeah, how many of his films have you seen?
Jason Statham, right. All of them.
So how can you not tell he's got a British accent? You don't
because he talks with an American accent in
does
his
he?
Movies.
Does he?
No, he doesn't.
Are you guys fucking kidding me right now? He does not have an accent in his movies.
Really?
Yeah.
Does he talk with an American accent? In
the Mechanic. He does not have a British accent.
I don't know if I've watched The Mechanic, but if you watch the Meg is basically.
I actually haven't seen that, so I lied. I haven't seen. For some reason, shark movies are like. I really try not to watch them. I don't know why. I hate shark movies, but...
Yeah, yeah. But he's done a lot of action movies, and I remember him having a British accent, so... But maybe in some of the movies he actually does...
The one with Jet Li, he has an accent in that?
Which one was with Jet Li?
Which one's that?
Oh, you guys. Give me 1 second. I know. I've seen it
like
5 times.
Were they like assassins or something? Or?
Yeah, they both were killers and then they end up killing each other and he ends up killing Jason at the end. And I'm like, that's really not how I thought this movie was going to go. I'm kind of pissed.
I feel like you're not going to win this.
Yeah.
I'm Googling it right now.
Plus, she always has to give up the ending of the movie. You know? Give it away, you know?
Because that movie came out 10 years ago. If you haven't seen it, you're probably never watching it.
No, that's not true.
Yeah. Come on, Sam. You're never seeing it. You don't even know what movie I'm talking about.
No.
Does Jason? I'm Googling it.
Anyway, Scott. So before you came here, I mean, you're obviously pretty young. You know, you still have a lot to do in your life. But what have you done? What did you go after that musical thing and everything? Did you decide early on what direction your career is going to take?
Yeah, you know what? Like, I'd always thought when I was at musical theater college, there was always a thought about acting. And the last musical theater job I did was on a cruise ship. And it was like, these cruise ships, you can get locked into them for like, because you're on, for 9 months. You're fed with all this great food. You're just getting like money. You're not spending it. And you're going around the Caribbean islands or the South Polynesian islands or whatever.
It's the best life.
I mean, it was great. Yeah. And like, I could have just kept doing that. You know, and doing contract after contract. And I was like, you know what? I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
And that's when I came back and I did some kind of like intensive retraining in London.
Uh-huh.
And that's where I met Lauren. That's where I made this film. And I started to get involved more in the film and TV from there. And there was something in all of that where I was like, yeah, I love the screen. I love what the magic of film.
That's
is
cool.
About,
so you know, so you decided you're going to take your own path.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, yeah. Mm-hmm. Very cool.
Yeah.
So you guys ended up meeting, and that was 2013, you said, right?
Yeah.
So,
6 years ago.
Yeah. It so it's taken
a while. 2012. It could have been 2012. 2013 is when we made the film.
So you probably met her a little before that, then.
Yeah. Oh,
so you made the film a few years ago, right?
Yes, exactly, yeah.
And only now it's being released?
Yes, exactly. So as I said, this whole process of like...
Yeah, because it was going to be a feature, and then they realized they didn't want to make it a feature, so they wasted a year thinking it was going to be a feature, and then they had to remake it as a short.
And also there's the effects involved, which also takes a lot of time, and the world skies and those types of things. And yes, lots of things. And then the festival run itself, festival runs always take a year. So you can always add on a year because of being a festival run.
Yeah, so time just flies before you even realize it.
Yeah, people like always forget like how you. I mean, there are different ways now in film. You can make something very quickly. Really good things just take time.
Right.
Yeah. If you want to make the quality out of something, you just want to work with the team the best you can to make the best possible story to hit screens and actually give people a message.
Right,
you know?
Right. Amazing. So we're talking about the movie Pendulum, and let's dig in a little bit into this. I saw the trailer. I don't know if playing the trailer is going to tell much without the visual, but tell us a little bit about the movie. What is it about?
So the log line essentially for Pendulum is about two old friends who speak spiritual salvation before the collapse of the cosmos. So
what is that?
Which basically the cosmos.
Like the universe.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yes, the cosmos.
The end of the universe.
And it's like the impending doom where the world is going to, the universe will implode into the world. And, you know, we got inspired by like things like Melancholia. Have you ever seen that film? It's a Lars von Trier film and a planet merges into another one.
Mm-mm.
So and people in their like 20-somethings were born into a generation knowing that the end of the world was coming at some point
that.
Around there.
Right. Why'd you even bring me here, dude?
It centers around this girl called Keris, who is involved in like, we've got London set in quite a hedonistic, disconnected world where it's party goers, end of the world. Everyone's just partying and partying.
Because no one cares anymore.
Because that's it. That's what they think it is. Well, we may as well do this until we die.
Right.
Keris has an impulse to be like, I don't want to do this. I've heard about going to India and how they're celebrating. They see it on the news. So she goes to her housemate, Gwilym, which is my character, who is very much like cut off and being like, I don't trust people. I've seen all this. I don't get it. So they're very much opposites. But they go on this journey together to India. And Keris is looking and they meet this guru guy called Derek. Who is running this commune, and which is more of a celebration of the end of the world. And these two move through that commune with Derek. Gwilym, not so much trusting it. Keris very much into it.
Right.
I won't give it all away because I want people to watch the film.
Yes, of course.
So, yeah, give it all away.
Yeah, for her it's good. Start with the ending for her.
Right. Yeah. But basically, as they move through, they find... They more find each other and that their connection is worth more. And furthermore, Keris's character at the end of the film, when the world is ending, she finds peace within herself being alone.
Mm.
So it's you know, I don't want to give all the other details away because you can watch the film online, guys.
That sounds really depressing.
it's more of a beautiful move through and it actually like accepting self than it is. And rather than attaching ourselves to things outside of us, we think this is more valuable than us and everything that goes on this phone. It's more of a way of kind of like finding a way of being at peace with yourself and not having to kind of keep grasping for all these straws to live.
Right.
You know, it's got that deeper message in it.
Great, but I hate the whole, like, the world actually came to an end part.
Yeah.
Well, there was that movie with Steve Carell and that chick that you find beautiful, Keira Knightley.
Right.
And they find each other. And at the end of the movie, literally the world ended. And I was like, what? Like, it literally, I thought it was just like, maybe they're going to get scared and they found each other and they were going to spend the rest of their lives together. No, they fell in love and then the movie ended with them.
Wow.
The world ending. And I was like, that's not.
But it's a good setting for stories. You know, you get a lot of stories when the world is, you know, the world's end is imminent, you know. It's like you can put all kind, like he said, you know, people would party all the time. Some people are worried. Some people are celebrating.
I mean, I definitely wouldn't go to work, I don't think.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to spend my last couple of days.
Yeah, shit.
Yeah.
Except you wouldn't know exactly when it happens, though, would you? I mean, you don't know. Did they have an exact date of when the world was going to end?
No, no, that was it. It was like as soon as you felt it coming, that was it. So right. There was no set date in it. Right. It was just the Hubble telescope did notify at some point the world would end around this part of this generation.
I see, okay. But it's more about the drama, about the relationships between Absolutely. The people and everything.
Yes,
right?
Yes, most importantly.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, that commune in India,
yes,
I saw that in the trailer and stuff. Is that like those ashram things that they call? You know, it's like cults, right?
So the find of that location was nuts. This is where the bulk of our film lives, within this commune setting where Derek Tom Sawyer, who's the actor in there, plays that role.
How does that name sound familiar?
Tom Sawyer.
Yeah, because it's a book. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, he gets that a lot.
Yeah. Like, why does that sound so familiar?
So he's leading this whole commune. And they're like, you know, embracing the end of the world and being cleansed beforehand. The actual location itself that we found. So,
is it like a bad death? Like, how do they go out?
What's that?
Like, how does it? Like, how do they go out?
It probably doesn't even happen in the movie where the world actually ends. You know, I mean, I don't think. Well, I don't know.
Yeah, but then how would you see it coming? You know,
well, they're is just it talking like a, about it.
Once maybe the sky starts ripping.
Yeah, dripping.
Ripping, not dripping.
Oh, ripping. Yeah, oh, my yeah. God.
They do have some effects in the movie.
That's just probably going to happen to us.
Yeah. If you guys want to check out at least the trailer, well, I guess they can do it at Vimeo, or is that like a private trailer that I saw?
The full film's also available.
On YouTube?
Right.
Yeah, you can just Google Pendulum Dust. Into Google, you'll find it. Otherwise, if you go to watchjustdust.com/video/pendulum,
right,
you can watch the full film there as well on Dust platform.
Right, but if you want to check out the trailer, just go on Vimeo and I guess look up Pendulum Movie or something, right?
Sure, just put,
and they'll probably find it. And then if you like it, go and get the full film. I mean, I'm like intrigued now because it's a very powerful trailer that you put together, which I think is very important to a film, you know?
Right.
Because the trailer is what sells the movie, mm-hmm. you know? But you don't want to give away too much either.
How long are trailers usually? Like, are they supposed to be a minute, 2 minutes?
Yeah, anything between 1 minute to 3, I guess.
Right.
It just depends on, like, what you're putting out there and how right. you, whether you want to tease it, whether you want to put a little bit more detail in it. I think, like, Pendulum's, like, just over 20 minutes, so...
Right, you don't want to give away too much,
which
you know?
Is kind of long for a short, no?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
the shorts are usually, like, what, 15?
15 minutes?
I don't know how people put a whole movie in 15 minutes.
I know, that's
from
hard.
Three to 4 minutes up to 20 and everything in between.
Right.
So, yeah, it just depends on people's story.
I know the cartoon ones are shorter.
Yeah.
Like a couple of...
animation.
Yeah, it's like 5 or 6. Mm-hmm. But that's, like, a long time for animation. 6 minutes? Yeah.
And 3 minutes is a long time for a trailer.
I mean, if
people do 3 minute trailers,
we had actors.
That's true in the theaters. Sometimes they do, right?
Yeah, we had actors and producers here. What last week, Alonzo and he sent me the trailer for Coffin 3.
Right,
and it was 3 minutes long.
Really?
Yeah, he was like, "What's your opinion?"
Yeah.
I was like, "It actually came out really well. Right. Like, it scared
the
shit out of me."
Well, I saw the trailer. I know it's scary, right?
No, not for the house one, for Coffin 3.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that his second movie.
Yeah. Okay. Well, all right. Yeah, but that's the thing is that you never know, you never know how it's going to be accepted. So you have to really package it in the trailer. To a point where people will go, I want to see more.
I think if it's like on YouTube or something, it should be at least 2 minutes. Obviously, if it's on TV, it's got to be like, what, 15 seconds?
Probably.
Oh, you got to sell this movie in 15 seconds.
Right. But in the theaters, they can allow themselves to do 3 minutes.
Oh, the trailer in the theater are long.
Right.
Yeah. Like when I went to go see Avengers, the Dark Phoenix trailer was long. It was like basically watching like a clip from the movie. I was like, God damn, this is a long ass trailer. But they sold me. I'm going to see it. So,
yeah. So this is cool. I see Lauren has had quite an experience in filmmaking as well, yeah, and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
How come she's not here today? Is she in England?
That's the thing. She's over in London and I'm over here.
Oh, so I see.
Yes. Yeah. No, but Lauren's fantastic.
Are you guys dating?
No.
We always like to ask.
I know. That's one of the few times where you're able to separate work from romance.
Yeah, because everyone that's come in and works together, they're like together.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They fell in love while they were working.
Well, how can you not? You spend a lot of time with the same person, but we don't know their background.
Yeah, true. But we'd like to ask anyway.
So go ahead. Tell us a little bit about Laura.
Lauren's... So, again, like I said, this was basically mine and Lauren's baby, this film. It's where it all came from. She'd already had experience in some writing and directing, especially in theater, before we made this film and stuff. But as this film is finished, she has taken to screenwriting amazingly. And she's also got a couple of horrors, Shut Eye and Shut Eye 2, that are on...
Shut Eye, why does that sound familiar?
It's a horror series. That's what it is.
It's two short horror films that she made that are on the platform on Gunpowder and Sky's horror platform. Mm. I think it's called Alter. All these are available and free to watch. But she just kept going, and then she's actually got a concept now. Pendulum is now proof of concept for a feature film called Retrieval. Mm. And she's got some TV show scripts that she's writing and developing, along with Lisa, our other producer, who's in Australia. So we're international.
Spread across the world.
Yes, exactly. So and they have a production company called Nothing Films, and they're Lauren and her ever developing a slate to be pitched to get more stuff made. So hopefully Pendulum will be a great springboard for Retrieval, which will be a sci-fi feature.
Yeah. Now, I saw in the Pendulum trailer, you did film in India, parts of it, or is it just a place that looks
pretty
like
much?
India?
We spent almost over a month in India.
Really? And how many people did you have to take over there?
We took about like a small crew of 15.
Yeah,
and then
that's a big crew.
Yeah, quite pricey.
So for us, for an indie film, absolutely.
Yeah, right.
And then
you had to, huh? You had to go there and film.
Yes.
How's the food out there?
I mean,
like, how did you survive?
I experienced the old Delhi belly, got a bit sick.
Yeah.
So did our DOP. I mean, the food is great, but if you get that, you know, hit that moment where you're not used to it.
I don't like Indian food to begin with.
I was sick for a couple of days and something like that.
Yeah.
It was pretty rough.
No.
Not a good time to be sick either when you're making a film.
Yeah.
I hate the smell. I stop myself from saying that because people get so offended so easily. I'm like, I'm not even gonna say that. I've never liked Indian food though. Like, I've never been like, let's go get Indian food tonight. No thanks.
That's funny, but people like it.
Yeah, people love it. My mom loves it. She'll always bring it in the house. I'm like, please don't do this when I'm around. Thanks.
So you guys spent how long there?
So it was just over a month, I think. About 6 weeks, 2 weeks we kind of spent some time to ourselves, but we pretty much traveled.
Getting over your belly problems.
Yes, exactly. We basically traveled north to south, at three different cities for three different locations to make the film. We got on a train from Calcutta, which is the first city that we filmed in. Supposed to take a day. We ended up being on the train for 3 days.
Oh my God, why?
Sometimes the trains just don't run as well. So it was always kind of like that. We thought it could have kind of happened, but sometimes it doesn't. It did happen
can
to
you
us.
Imagine?
But what did you do for 3 days?
Well, we filmed some stuff. That was one thing.
As well.
But like, did you shower and stuff?
Probably not.
I can't remember what the deal was on the train with all.
Like, did you have to Is it just chairs? Did you guys have beds?
No, there are like these little kind of pull down beds that we all have. Mm. So we did have that.
Okay, at least you had that, so you could like nap.
But there's a sleeper carriage. What's called a sleeper carriage. They called it where. Mm. It is literally everyone's like, it's like a lower class carriage as such, where everyone is packed in there. We filmed down there. All of these Indian people just like hunched together and like, you know, clambered, sitting upon each other for a whole carriage. So we had like...
We really take for granted our way of life in the West, you know?
Yeah, honestly. We really do. Yeah.
That's why I won't travel to these places. I don't want to deal with that shit, you know?
Oh my God, Sam, don't say that out loud.
No, but I mean, I go crazy. Why? I don't like, you know, to go to third world countries. Some people love it, you know?
Mm.
But for me, it's like I want to travel glamorously. And And I mean, even if a plane is delayed for an hour or two, I go crazy, you know? So imagine being in a train for three days. And it's not a pleasant train either. You know, you said people are packed up in there, you know? Wow.
Yeah.
But you endured it, you know? It was worth it.
We had a great time. I mean, it was crazy. I mean, you're working the whole time, so you don't quite take all of it in. But when you get a moment to take in India and what's going on, you're like, wow, right. This is an eye-opening experience for
right.
you. You know? Yeah.
Wow. So, very cool. And so, I mean, obviously you had some expenses and stuff. How did you guys produce the movie? Did you have to raise money? Did you use your own? How did it
work?
We did,
but there's one used part of our own, which also I always now recommend to not do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, because it was our first one, yes. We did have part help, but mostly it was us. And you know,
how do you get that money back?
You kind of don't.
Oh,
I mean, like, you try to. You get some. I mean, you know, we sold it to the Dust platform, and you know, they give you part of money.
Right.
But you know, but it's nothing also sets up. You spend on the
right.
film.
Yeah.
You know,
and it's also it sets up your next work. You know, that's why you're doing it, right? To sort of establish yourself as a filmmaker. You can show people, look, that's what I can do.
Yeah.
And so
forth. Well, this is helping everything else that we all individually as filmmakers and collectively have in development. So, you know, it's quite an epic sci-fi adventure. It's not your kind of like, you know, and it's not a small short. It's quite...
It's elaborate. I mean, there's effects, there's people, you know, it's there's just one or two actors and stuff, you know. Often you have that, but there's a cast here, you know. It's very highly produced, I think, just based on the trailer, you know.
Thank
so, and then putting the trailer together is also an art, right? I mean, there's places that specialize in that, right? They produce trailers, and but obviously with the help of the director and everything. So now, did you do anything beyond acting here? Did you tell us you were directing too?
No, that's Lauren directed. And I produced the film.
You produced it?
Yes.
Okay, sounds good.
Oh, basically it was your money.
No.
Isn't it the producer pay for the film?
That would be an executive producer.
Oh, right. We learned this the other day, and I still don't have it correct.
The producer actually puts everything together, right?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. And the executive producer is like the silent one that's just like, here's the cash.
Yeah.
Get it done.
Exactly. And he makes the millions.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how it works, man. But very cool. So you guys, are you going to continue to collaborate then?
Yeah, I mean, you know what? Like, I saw Lauren not too long ago when I was back in London, and we talked that we hope there's room in the future to work together again at some point. Obviously, right now, because we're in different countries and how our careers have gone, she's got a lot of her own stuff in development, and I'm doing my own. So we're on our separate paths, but hopefully later down the line, they'll merge again. Also with our producer, Lisa, who is amazing over in Australia. She really saw through getting this short built on an incredible platform.
Right.
Really, really great producer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Know? Yeah.
So a great team for you guys. Did you ever meet each other? I mean, she being an Australian.
Oh, yeah. No, she was in London for a little while first.
Oh, I
so
see.
She was in London during the period of Pendulum being fully finished in production, like in post.
Right.
So yes, we've all been together in the same room talking about things and all that stuff, you know, all the good stuff. Yeah.
And the title of the film, Pendulum, how is it related to the movie?
So Lauren used to have all these discussions about this. The tagline is life hangs in the balance.
Okay.
So, you know, these pendulums, the ones with
the
balls.
The therapists
that go click,
use.
Click.
Yeah,
those things. So it's like this thing that hangs and kind of like comes back and knocks the other thing out the way. And like, you just want it to be hanging in this perfect balance. So it's, but it's got this ricochet effect that keeps happening from one thing to the other.
Right.
Good metaphor for life, you know?
Right.
So that's kind of where it mostly came from.
Very cool.
Which makes complete sense. Yeah.
Lauren, I have more of a story than that than I've given over, but that's what how I see it.
Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah. Well, Scott Michael Wagstaff, we're just about out of time. So tell people again if they want to see the film. It is available online now?
It's available to watch for free.
Okay.
It's on watchdust.com/video/pendulum. But if you Googled Pendulum, Dust, you should find it right away on YouTube.
Okay, very cool. And you can see the trailer on Vimeo if you go to there, and you can just type in, I guess, search for the name of the movie, Pendulum, and you'll find it. The film stars Lauren Cooney and Scott Michael Wagstaff. And how can people find you on social media if they want to get a hold of you?
Yeah, absolutely. My handle on Instagram and most social media accounts is Scott M. Wagstaff.
Okay.
And if you just type in Scott Michael Wagstaff actor, usually a bunch of stuff comes up.
Okay, superstar.
Sounds good. Well, much continued success to you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You know, I mean, to put together something like this is no small feat at all, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So thank you very much.
That's awesome.
And Danny, thank you. I see you all ready for work and everything.
Yeah,
almost.
Yeah.
All right.
I am.
Did you find good, appropriate dresses for there? Or
I just dress like a nun. I figured at this point, like if a hot guy comes in and hits on me, like my face is pretty enough. He won't even be looking at my
outfit. Yeah, exactly.
Outfit.
Don't give him a
reason. Because I was like wearing dresses to work and they were like sending me home every day. So I was like,
yeah,
okay.
Don't give him a reason to give you a hard time.
Yeah, it's my ass is too big. Literally, they told me, we don't want the female customers to be uncomfortable.
Oh, well. Oh, well, people are crazy. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
Thanks very much, guys.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.